Perkins. Don, if you take the seat right to Prescott's right, please.
Hey, Mr. Owen.
Thank you. not unimportant steps with respect to improving management in a fair work environment.
Well, a couple of points I think need to be made. Press always wonder about decision making, and you've heard about this business of options and smooth papers and so forth. And I had a lot of foreign policy, economic policy, for example, split paper on borrowing for revenue sharing, welfare reform, etc. But in terms of split papers, there have been more split papers on this. The major problem that we have is ourselves, basically. By ourselves, I mean the government. Because the government agencies seem to get a vested interest in every piece of land, real estate that they have, and they fight against turning it over. Now, of course, every cabinet officer, I suppose, has to fight to keep all of the property that is under the jurisdiction of his particular department in his hands, or their hands, as the case might be. But what it really is not so much the cabinet officer, but the bureaucracy. The bureaucracy, which is always there. Cabinet officers come and go, but the bureaucracy goes on forever. But the bureaucracy has gotten so used to just sitting on this property that can be put to much better use, that they fight and twist and turn every time we try to get a better use for it. Now, some of cooperate. But for example, when we come to some of these properties that are the most, to me, the most attractive for park purposes, those split papers have been rather violent.
I'll say that.
The point that I think it's been a good educational program to get the various departments. I'm not again referring to the cabinet officers because we had that man and told them that this was their job and they were to look for things here. But to educate the people, the career people in the bureaucracy, to the fact that their job is not to hang on to things, but to see that the property is put to a better use. There's one other point I should make, however, and this is the other side of the coin. It isn't enough simply to say, well, the Defense Department shouldn't have all that much beach land, or the GSA shouldn't have this property or the rest, and just turn it over willy-nilly to some state government for a state park or whatever the case might be. You have to follow through to see that the agency to which you turn it over makes better use of it than the federal government's made. And there have been several instances in which we have acted here where I have grave doubts whether that's the case. Not because your decision was the right in the first instance, but because there is a follow through. Because there is inertia in government at all levels. The federal government, I speak of the bureaucracy there, let's remember, there's bureaucracies in the state governments, and in the county governments, and in the city governments, and all these units. And I just don't want to have a situation where all we do is to change who's in charge of the property and still have the property not effectively used. As John Irvin knows, I was very disappointed in what happened to 4 acres or 4 miles of the finest beach land in America. When I went down on the 4th of July and found at most 200 people on that beach, when there should have been at least 200,000. It could have been, without despoiling Russ the beauty of the environment. I mean, you can have a beautiful beach. I mean, look at some of those great beaches around in Nassau and the rest, where people can get to them. And the environmentalist, the true environmentalist, just doesn't want to keep nature raw or only the bird watchers can go see it. But what he wants is to get people there to see it, but keep it beautiful so that it's worth seeing. But I must say that was a real eye-opener to me, John. I wanted to show you would recognize it isn't just a question of getting rid of the property, but see that it's put to a better use. And as I said, I think it's a good start. But should cover all the states, but more than that, it's more important to be sure that a lot out here in this western part of the country, as you know, many of these states, the federal government is not only the biggest landowner, but in some owns over half the land. That's ridiculous. To have that kind of, they just aren't going to, we don't need it. And if it can be effectively used for better purposes, particularly in the environmental area, as I say, the legacy of parks and stewards. Follow through so that he should answer that, particularly to the Defense Department, because I can see why, whether it's the Marine Corps or the Army or the Navy, they think they're putting it to pretty good use. As a matter of fact, I will bet you that the beach that I now refer to saw more use with the Marines, where they were able to go there and to swim and to use it, than it is from other people. Now, Marines are people, too, and they come from all over the country. I checked, for example, the commanding officer out there, and 80% of the recruits in the Marine Corps never been to a beach before. I mean, an ocean beach. And so, if we are going to use it well, and instead of when it's open, the 4 miles is open to the public, of course, everybody, we're not going to use it better than we're using it at the present time. We'll just turn it right back to the Marines, because then it'll get some use. But that's an example, and I hope we don't have others like that around the country where we've twisted arms, and we have, and we've overruled cabinet officers, and they've been very sad and unhappy about it. And then you go out and they say, well, now that you've done this, are things any better? Because the great problem with reform and government and everything else that I have found is that the more you reform, the more things remain the same. And we just aren't going to have that this way.
Talk about
a summary this morning on the, I was just thinking that some of our poor guys in the Congress don't get this enough. But I think that, that it needs to be, John, this needs to be a banner, I'll just call it this, is this needs to be a banner headline. What I mean, not just one of your daily talking points, but this should be a special issue. And then the name is, the economy that was supposed to be a loser is now a plus for us. Look at these numbers. The economy is growing. Things are moving up. Unemployment is coming down. We cut the rate of inflation in half. We're on the way. And I would say, number, 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 and then quote the way I would do it, rather than saying, here are what leading publications say. Time says this. Newsweek says this. That will be very, very effective. Here's what they say. I would get something out that's very punchy. We would urge you to use this in your speeches. And we now have two positive things. Our foreign policy is positive. Our economic policy can't work.
All right.
What do you think? Get that out there.
Right. Well,
tell us. Tell us. Stop. Have a good speech on that.
Okay.
Well, we get out of it. John, as you know, the average congressman and send this also to all candidates that we consider this to be vital for us. The average candidate is too busy, first, to do any thinking. And second, he's usually too dumb, if he does think, to know what to say about it. Now, he doesn't read time. Maybe sometimes he'll pick it up. But he doesn't get the full import. He doesn't know what's going before. He doesn't realize that here's an issue that they're kicking us on and saying, you remember, even a month ago, they were saying, well, things after the Russian trip, that's pretty good, but hanging over it is a speculative
money. Yeah, why that's inflation. Yeah.
Well, it does hang over, and it still does, and we still have problems in Vietnam. But everything can't be perfect. And at the present time, if you were a member of the House, would you like to be running with this sort of stuff?
Yes.
I mean, these guys can win, but they've got to get their ass out
and,
there.
And give them what to say, like you say. They'll say.
Yeah.
They'll say.
They love to somebody write a speech for them,
sir.
Write it for them. Put it in the words and get a few, if you can, grabs.
Sure.
Don't do it today. Incidentally, you don't have to get it out today. Have 2 or 3 days spent on this.
All right.
Get the very best product you can. Really, you look at it. Let's get a real singer out there.
Okay. I think if you tell people things are better, they believe things are better.
Yeah.
Regardless,
it'll change your psychology.
That's right.
This is the big problem right now. The senator and the others show that this has not benefited.
It's
a
lie.
People are doing better, but people don't think they're doing better.
And they don't think it's going to be better in the short run of the future.
They think unemployment's going to go up. They think their incomes are going to go down. Taxes are going to go up. So our people, well, that's because of our opponents are talking negative.
Yeah.
But a little of this in the media will change our mind.
That's right.
A little of this in the media.